Israeli military reported Tuesday it rescued an Israeli hostage from Hamas captivity in southern Gaza. At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari told reporters 52-year-old Kayed Farhan Al-Kaidi, a Bedouin Muslim and Israeli citizen, was recovered during a complex rescue operation.
We cannot go into many details of this special operation, but I can share that Israeli commandos rescued Kayed Farhan Al-Kaidi from an underground tunnel following accurate intelligence. His medical condition is stable, and he will undergo examination in hospital.
The military said Al-Kaidi was a resident of Rahat, a predominantly Arab town, and he was working as a guard at a warehouse at a kibbutz in southern Israel when he was seized by militants on October 7th. UN humanitarian officials Tuesday said recent new mass evacuation orders issued by the Israeli Defense Forces for Gaza are an incredible burden on residents and are making it nearly impossible for humanitarian groups to do their jobs. At a Geneva news conference, UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Assistant Spokesman Jens Lerke said since Friday, the Israeli military had issued three new evacuation orders for over 18 or 19 neighborhoods in northern Gaza and Deir al-Balah, areas with more than 8,000 residents. And on Sunday, the IDF, giving just a few hours' notice, ordered more than 200 UN personnel out of their offices and living places in Deir al-Balah, a crucial humanitarian hub.
It affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, four UN warehouses, Al-Aqsa Hospital, two clinics, three wells, one water reservoir, and one desalination plant. The sum of this is that it effectively upends a whole life-saving humanitarian hub. And that, of course, severely impacts our ability to deliver essential support and services.
This is VOA News. The head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said after